again. Well, give me that wrecking ball of faith, give me the heart that knocks down. One day out of ashes, you're kissing or bite you on the mouth.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Michael Finney. This is Consumer Talk on KGO. We're going to talk about healthcare now. Revolution or incrementalism? Boy, I can't even say that. Incrementalism or revolution, the battle over American healthcare. Here to talk us through all of this is Dr. Ricky Fishman. He's a prominent chiropractor here in San Francisco. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us today.
Nice to be with you, Michael.
You just wrote about this extensively on your blog. What got you going?
Well, having been involved in healthcare for now 30 years, I've seen the trends. I've seen the cost of healthcare rise. I've seen the premiums go up. I've seen the benefits go down. I've seen the reimbursements providers get reduced. And now, in the heat of this election cycle, I'm seeing the debates between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton over healthcare. And so the two positions, but there is some overlap, you know, has really got me thinking that, well, maybe there is a chance for some change coming up. I hope so.
Ricky, I'm going to ask you to move over a foot or two. Your phone's going in or out on us right now. And so I really, we're going to have a little bit better than what we're getting.
You hear me now?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Okay.
So I guess that has been the deal. I mean, basically, Bernie has said, time to go. Let's do single payer. And Hillary isn't quite there yet. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Well, I think that both Bernie and Hillary both have the same goal in mind, which is universal coverage. But I think that the way that they want to reach that is different. I think Bernie is really wanting to take the bigger leap, and Hillary is really wanting to move in a more incremental fashion, which is, you know, she keeps talking about building on Obamacare, whereas Bernie is acknowledging the value, the benefits of Obamacare was very important. It increased the number of people covered, and it introduced the principle of universal care, which I think is really essential in the conversation. The problem is that Hillary, I believe, is still working within the same system, the same constraints in a certain way that are going to keep us sort of mired in a system which is just not working for most people.
Why are we still here? Or how did we get here? Let's talk about that. I mean, the rest of the nation, the rest of the world, almost everybody seems to have some kind of centralized medical, and it seems to be much cheaper than the way we go about it. Are we doing it wrong, or is our medical care that much better than everybody else's?
Well, I would say that if you were at the top of the those who are in the top of the economic strata do have the benefit of the highest quality health care in the world. I would question whether the vast majority of us covered by health insurance really have a superior quality of care. But I think that the difference between what's going on and what has evolved in the United States really has to do with the interests of the insurance companies, the big pharma, the medical device companies, the hospitals that have really played an outsized role in determining the direction that healthcare has taken. And I think when you look at these other countries, look at the other industrialized nations that have variations on full coverage, whether it's single payer or, you know, some variation on that, they haven't had the same economic players, you know, in the game that have really directed the way things have gone.
Do people get, I mean, to me, it looks pretty obvious that we really need change, but it appears that most people never think about it until all of a sudden they're in the vice, that the cost of medical care is going to drive their family into bankruptcy. That's when they care, not when it's my family going into bankruptcy. Is that what you're seeing too?
Yeah, I think that's sort of where we have arrived as a country in terms of our the state of healthcare, which is why the conversation is really taken center stage. I mean, Obama did a good job. He recognized that this is essential, and I think in large measure it was because both he and so many people, have had the experience of being squeezed by healthcare costs, and they've just been rising by double digits every year, even though inflation has been in low single digits. And people are really feeling it when your deductible goes from $250 to $2,000, and when your copays go from $10 to $50 or $60. The average American family that's really trying to budget their way from day to day is really getting that there's something very, very wrong here, especially when they see that, profits are rising for the pharmaceutical companies, profits are rising for the hospitals. And what people don't get is that the providers, the people, the doctors are being squeezed in a way that's really invisible to most consumers, to most patients. They just don't see that. But that's the way that the interests that have been guiding and directing healthcare, that's how they've been able to maintain their profits. And everybody is losing except for the people who are on the top. And that's why, Bernie's message is resonating. And Hillary knows also that this has to happen. And she's moving, she's moving in the same direction as Bernie, but Bernie is just moving faster.
Let's talk about how healthcare providers are squeezed. You and I have spoke about this before off air, and you say at times when people think they're making a copay, that's actually all the doctor is getting.
You're citing one of the most extreme and egregious examples of abuse actually that goes on the side of the health insurance company. Generally what happens is a person has a copay, whatever it is, $10, $20 or a percentage of the service. And then the insurance company reimburses the rest of that service, the rest of that percentage. Well, there are actually companies that have copays which exceed what that company will pay. So, for example, and this will be a company that will remain nameless, there's a $40 copay to me for the for my service, my chiropractic service. That insurance company will allow a maximum of $27 that they will reimburse, which means that the company then will pay nothing. They will send not a dollar to the doctor. And so the patient who believes that they have coverage for that service, when they pay that copay, do not realize that their insurance company is paying zero to the doctor for the service that was provided.
How can anybody provide anything for $27? I mean, that's just that is an amazingly low amount of money.
Yeah. Well, this is the other thing that people, especially patients who have HMOs, they don't realize how low the reimbursement is. That's being made by the insurance company, and so oftentimes what you're seeing is more and more doctors who are just not taking the insurance anymore. They're leaving the system altogether, those who can afford to do so. However, of course, when you do that, then you lose access to all of the patients who want to use their health insurance.
Sure.
So what some providers do is they'll provide a surcharge, a fee, to sort of make up the difference, to make, most doctors, in my experience, are not interested. They got into becoming providers. They got into healthcare because they want to help people. And they're not looking to become rich. They're not looking to make their fortune. It's not like going into finance to go work for a hedge fund where, there are tremendous amounts of money to be made. However, in order to just support a private practice, which is the way that most doctors have to live, that they need to make a certain enough money just to maintain a fair you know, middle class lifestyle. And if all of the patients, for example, that I saw had the same insurance policies, these HMO insurance policies, if all my patients were in that category, I would have to see between 10 and 12 patients an hour just to support my practice and to make a fair living.
Right.
So people want to have high quality care, but they also need to understand, well, what is happening on the provider side that is making it very, very difficult to provide that quality of care that the doctor wants to provide as well.
Now, I've only got about 30 seconds left. I know that you're for, hurry up into a nationalized policy for health care. Are we going to see that, or are we going to keep taking baby steps? What do you think?
I think ultimately we are going to see that, because the logic of health care, the way that it has to be built in order to provide the quality that people expect, it has to, in the end, be single payer. But there's tremendous resistance. It's all economic resistance. But at a certain point, if the power of the people is greater than the resistance of those who are interested in maintaining the status quo, if that is greater, then the power of the people wins. I have to believe that. And I think ultimately that's where we're going to get.
Dr. Ricky Fishman, chiropractor here in San Francisco, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Michael. Bye-bye.